April 10th, 1914. Suddenly the veil was rent. The horizon was disclosed, and before the clear vision, my whole being threw itself at thy feet in a great outburst of gratitude. Yet, in spite of this deep and integral joy, all was calm, all was peaceful, with the peace of eternity. I seem to have no more limits. There is no longer the perception of the body, no sensations, no feelings, no thoughts. A clear, pure, tranquil immensity, penetrated with love and light, filled with an unspeakable beatitude, is all that is there, and that alone seems now to be myself, and this myself is so little the former I, selfish and limited, that I cannot tell if it is I or thou. O Lord, sublime master of our destinies, it is as though all were energy, courage, force, will, infinite sweetness, incomparable compassion. Even more forcibly than during these last days, the past is dead, and as though buried under the rays of a new life. The last glance that I have just thrown backward as I read a few pages of this book definitively convinced me of this death, and, lightened of a great weight, I present myself before thee, O my divine master, with all the simplicity, all the nudity of a child. And still, the one only thing I perceive is that calm and pure immensity. Lord, thou hast answered my prayer. Thou hast granted me what I have asked from thee. The I has disappeared. There is only a docile instrument put at thy service, a center of concentration and manifestation of thy infinite and eternal rays. Thou hast taken my life and made it thine. Thou hast taken my will and hast united it to thine. Thou hast taken my love and identified it with thine. Thou hast taken my thought and replaced it by thy absolute consciousness. The body, marveling, bows its forehead in the dust in mute and submissive adoration. And nothing else exists but thou alone, in the splendor of thy immutable peace.